Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're so excited to be with you today. We have such an encouraging program with you to share. We want to welcome all of our VFN Radio listeners all around the world. There's so many ways that people are connecting through social media, through the torch, through the podcast, through so many different ways. And it's so encouraging to see your posts, to see your comments, and to know that the Lord is speaking to you. Oftentimes, you know, it's just the beginning of the conversation, and oftentimes people continue right along the conversation with God, and God begins to give them fresh downloads and show them different things as well. And we're just excited. We're excited to be with you and a part of what God is doing in the land today. I mean, it is exciting, and I'm just glad to be alive. You know, there's some days you're just like, I'm just glad to be here, you know?
All right.
I'm happy to be a fly on the wall. I mean, whatever. I'm just happy to be here. And that's a good feeling to, you know, to have. There have been times I haven't been happy to be in certain places, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's good when you realize that God has ordered your steps. It's a good feeling to know that the steps of a righteous man or righteous woman, right, are ordered by the Lord. And sometimes even in spite of us, God will bring us to a place that he has designed. We often talk about how God is writing the story.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. And somewhere down the line, someone either has lied to you, tricked you, or maybe you've even deceived yourself. Imagine that. But maybe you thought that you were writing your own story.
Mm.
Somebody told you were the master of your fate, you were the captain of your ship, you know, and that you were going to chart your course. But let me tell you, many have thought that.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that, listen, God holds the heart of the king in his hand, and he is the one who directs it like a water course, whichever direction he chooses to direct it. And listen, it's his story.
Yeah.
And we just play a part, whatever part he wants us to play, whether big or small, it's insignificant to us because, you know what, it's whatever he wants us to do. And in the scheme of things, in the big plan and the big strategy of God, if you endure to the end, if you're abiding and hearing his voice and obeying, you will fit right along in the story that he is writing. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, you look back at just even a portion of your life, just a few couple of years, and you just ask yourself, God, how did we go from here to there? And then how did you do that? And if I would have known, oh my goodness, you know, that's why God can't kind of show you everything all at one time. If God showed you everything that you would be doing
mm-hmm.
for him, you'd probably just blow your mind.
Right.
I mean, did you think you'd be doing what you do today?
Not at all. This was the furthest thing from my mind.
Isn't that amazing? Pat, exactly. You couldn't even turn on a computer.
Could not.
Isn't that the
Would
truth?
Not.
Would not.
I was scared of that thing.
What is that thing?
Yeah. I didn't even have to plug it in.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
But if God would have showed you what you're doing today, dear Lord,
I wouldn't have believed
God.
It. I wouldn't have believed it.
Nope.
I wouldn't have believed it.
Nope.
And that's the whole thing, you know. God chooses the foolish things of the world. I mean, here we are to
exactly.
confound the wise, right? And he's looking for somebody. He's just looking for somebody. He's not looking for your, you know, ability or your inability. He's not asking you all of that.
Mm-mm.
He's asking you for your availability.
Willingness.
Are you willingness? You know, are you available? Will you step out and do something for him? And everyone says, you know, you hear a lot, oh, I love the Lord, and I want to worship. But at some point, this heart of gratitude, at some point, this heart of love, you know, blossoms and wells up into, I got to do something for him.
Mm-hmm.
I just love, how can I do something for him? And when you get to that point, you realize, wow, God, whatever it is, I want to do it because I want to be right smack dab in the middle of your will. And it's just the perfect place to be, you know. I love oftentimes, I've heard this before, that someone said, listen, I'm not in the enemy's hands. I'm not even in my own hands. I'm in God's hands. And because of that, I can sleep well at night. Amen. I can sleep good. You know, all of your days have been numbered by the Lord. You know, and the one who doesn't slumber and doesn't sleep, he's the one that watches over you. He's the one that is, his eyes are always ever before you, and he's watching over your ways. He's watching over your life. He's watching you when you sleep and when you rise. There's no way, nowhere you can go, David found, where your spirit is not with me.
Mm-mm.
And if you're facing trouble and trials today, the Word of God says that he is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Listen, God's arms are not too short that they can't reach out to you. And neither are his ears too dull that he can't hear you. All you need to do is cry out to him. All you need to do is look up and say, God, here I am. Here I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And when you do that, it's amazing what happens. Because I've been waiting. Okay, you ready? I've been waiting for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And he swoops on in and he helps us and takes us and directs us and leads us. And I'm telling you, I'm just caught up this morning in how good God is and the plans that he has for us. And then all we have to do is just stay low, stay dependent, abide in him, and this unveiling, this revealing. You know, the more you walk with the Lord, the more you see is just one continual unveiling, one continual revealing of who he is and where he's taking you to, and to whom he wants you to bless and touch and minister. Listen, there's 5 billion, more than that, probably, I think there's 6 billion people on the face of the earth. The reason that you live maybe in that city, in that neighborhood, in that area, in that state, in that region, the reason maybe you're working at that particular place or you're in this particular family and you have these groups of friends. I mean, you've tried to meet all, with social networking, you've tried to meet all sorts of friends, but no matter what, you're still limited to these amount of people, this certain group that you interact with life with. And you got to ask yourself, God, is there a reason for this? Of all the places I could have been born,
right,
of all the places I could have lived, in any town, in any community, in any city, I'm in this particular place. Well, let me tell you, God has a place for you. You're not there by accident. You're not there by circumstance. Ask him, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do in this time and in this season? What do you want me to do for you? And if you ask the question, be prepared for the answer.
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.